Sun is shining in Oberlin. It's 77.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
We are out on location today as we shine the spotlight on Oberlin. Our Spotlight on Oberlin series coming to a close. Part three of three. I think we can save the best for last. Matt Douglas and I out here at Lorenzo's Pizzeria here in Oberlin. We're having some pizza. We're having some fun. We learned all about the creation of the Buffalo Mo.
We did.
A few moments ago. And we're having all kinds of fun. We mentioned we've got an all-star lineup for you. A lot of awesome guests coming up. We've got Vanessa Klesta. She's leading us off, and she joins us right now with Lorain County Metro Parks. Vanessa, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And Lorenzo's is the best pizza.
Oh, it's awesome, isn't it?
We're awesome.
If you'd like a piece, feel free to grab one.
I live right down the road, so I come here often.
Okay, so we have to ask you, before we get into what you guys have going on with the splash zone and all that good stuff, what's your go-to pizza when you come here?
Deluxe, no mushrooms.
All right. With no hesitation whatsoever.
None at all. I never waver on that.
Yeah, by the time we get out of here, Bull may be trying every pizza on the menu the way he's been talking here, Vanessa.
I was given some orders by my fiance when I leave here. We've got to try this one, this one, this one, this one. I'm like, well, I didn't bring a delivery truck with me. I mean, we have to narrow this down at least a little bit. What are your thoughts on the secret pink dressing? Have you had that?
I have had that, and I do like the house dressing.
I'm going to take that home with me.
I mean, it's all wrapped up and ready to go.
Hey, Pete hooked me up. I mean, we're all good. We're going to make that work. Well, obviously, if the sun ever stays out for a while and it stops raining, you know, the splash zone will be open for business. You guys have a lot of cool things going on. What all is happening at the splash zone
this
summer?
I'll be happy to talk about the splash zone. Speaking of the pool, it opens this weekend, Memorial Day, and it will be open the 26th, 27th, and then the 28th, and then it's going to close for a couple days and then reopen for the summer on June 1st, and that will be open daily, noon to 7:45.
Very cool stuff.
And, you know, it's a daily admission, $7. You can get a summer membership, three-month membership, and have some fun all summer long.
Speaking of having fun, I've got to ask you about this.
We
saw this earlier. You have a dive-in movie night. Love the way you guys put that together. Tell us what a dive-in movie night is.
It's just what it sounds like. You can come out, watch a family-friendly movie, and that is actually June 9th. Watch a family-friendly movie while you're floating in the pool.
What's the movie? Do we know what the movie will be?
I don't know what the movie is. Right. Yeah, they haven't told me that one yet. I'm sorry. It's $350 a person. I have to tell you, it gets very crowded, so you do want to make your reservations.
See, I'm picturing this in my head like watching The Sandlot. While I'm
dangling.
Oh,
we did that one, too.
See? Yeah, see, that would be a lot of fun.
Not Jaws, though, huh?
Jaws would be a little different.
Yeah, I don't know if I could handle that while in the water. I don't care if it's a pool or a bathtub while you're watching.
You could get a violinist in there as well.
The tuba.
That'd be fun. Yeah. There's one other thing I want to talk about at Splash Zone that's coming up on June 3rd, which is our Dash and Splash. It starts at 10 o'clock, and it's a 5K or a 1 mile walk for the family. Both of it starts at the splash zone. The walk goes through downtown Oberlin and then gets on the bike trail. Both events will first 100 participants will get a free t-shirt, and all participants will be able to jump in the pool and cool off afterwards. It's $20 a person or $50 for a family.
The Dash and Splash.
Oh, so much fun. So much fun.
Nothing better than after a run to jump into a pool. I honestly believe that.
I know, and you never get an opportunity to do that.
Sure.
If he ever opens his pool, he might get a chance to do
that's
that.
That's true, one of those days. But, I love the Oberlin Splash Zone. As a matter of fact, my daughter took swimming lessons over there in the wintertime. I know those are available.
They are available. And actually, we have some swimming lessons coming up. They run July 9th through the 19th, and that's Monday and Thursday mornings. Member sign-up is June 18th, so that's coming right up if you want to learn to swim before. for.
Sure. And I know you guys have all ages in there as well, because I think she was not even a year when we started.
Oh, yeah, and
her.
We have different classes. There's like the Mommy and Me, which is probably what you attended, and then there's Wiggles and Giggles, and then they go up to all kinds of fun things.
It's a great job, and the instructors were great, too.
They are great. And then we played pickleball
there. We did. That's right, yes.
And you put your GoPro
on. I tried to,
yeah.
I tried to use the camera to get a shot somewhere. That's still on our YouTube page somewhere.
I saw that on the YouTube page. I do remember seeing that. Bruce and Craig were out there with you as well, right?
I believe you and I teamed up, and I think we beat them, if I recall correctly. It wasn't even close. I think we killed them.
Pickleball. As far as I understand it, that day you guys were a pretty big deal.
It was fun.
His punch. It is. It's a great game, and that's one of the growing games. My aunt actually got me into that game. It's growing, and that's just another opportunity for people to kind of get into it over there.
Well, and you know, the senior citizens aren't old like they used to be.
Yeah.
So, this is way better than shuffleboard, let me tell you.
It is. And she was a big tennis player, and I think that's where she kind of got into it. Mm-hmm. It shrinks the court, and there's some rules to it that allow you to kind of set back a little, but it's not just for senior citizens.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is growing all over the state. Yeah.
And one other thing, because I'm actually, when I leave here, I'm heading over to Henry's Barn for a tour, which is our new banquet facility in Oberlin. It was a historic barn, 132 years old. It was on South Professor Street. And we tore it down and reinvented it over at the property on Route 20 across from Walmart.
Very cool stuff. You guys, you have splash pads, right, at the Splash Zone as well? You have those splash pads set up?
At Mercy Health and Recreation, we have a splash pad.
Okay, different location.
Location, yes.
Because the picture of those splash pads, they always look so fun. But I think there's an age restriction, right? Like, guys like us can't go on there, can we?
No, I mean, as much fun as it would be, I agree. But, have you been to Splash Zone?
I have not.
There's so many pools there, and it is for all ages. I mean, there's a kiddie pool where they just walk in. The water's only like 6 inches deep. So it really is for all ages. And I want to say in August, and I don't have the date just yet, it's usually like the third weekend in August, we have our Soggy Doggy pool party. So
you can
bring your dog, and that is a big hit.
There you go, boy. You can bring Finn.
I can bring Finn. Finn would love that. Finn's almost 60 pounds now, and he'd be a pretty popular item in that.
Nice.
It's called Doggy Soggy?
Soggy Doggy.
Okay.
Yeah, and let me tell you, there's a lot of big dogs there. I think we had 132 dogs there last year.
132.
Filling up the pool.
You have it's like, two nights.
Wow. Do you have, like, puppies and full-blown dogs, too?
Yeah, because my dog weighed in at 95, and we were there.
Oh, wow, yeah.
95? What kind of dog?
I have a Ridgeback Lab mix.
Holy cow.
And his name is, are you ready for this?
Sure.
Henry.
Henry? That's good.
Oh, boy. Okay, nice.
The barn is not named after him.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah, I'm sure they all work together somehow.
But I have to say, we also have at Splash Zone, and Henry is the spokesperson for the dog park at Splash Zone.
Oh, cool.
Okay, very nice. Very
nice. The picture you'll see when you see the dogs.
Will be Henry.
Okay, I like it. Henry's getting his modeling career started then, right?
Well, you guys have a busy summer lined up, it sounds like.
We do, indeed.
And you guys have some cool summer camps lined up as well.
We do. We have Park Trekkers and Youth Explorers, which is it's a 7-week class. It's one day a week. And one's at Carlisle, one's at Wellington, which is really popular. Summer camps are pretty filled up right now, but we did two new things this year, and they have sold out. One was grandparents' camp, and the other is we did an adult camp.
Adult camp? Okay, what goes on in this adult camp?
It starts at Henry's Barn. You're going to have breakfast, and then we're going to bus them over to Wellington Reservation, where they're going to do kayak, stand-up paddle boarding, archery. They're going to come back to Henry's Barn, have a craft. They can do some fishing if they want, and then we're going to end with some appetizers and some adult beverage.
Nice.
See, why couldn't adult camps have been around? You know what I mean?
We are adults now, Bo. We can still get into them.
And we still could, sure. I mean, I guess there are ways around that.
But yeah.
See, I never even thought about an adult camp. But
it's a good idea.
It's a wonderful idea. Are you kidding me? Why should the kids have all the fun?
Agreed. And we will have it again next year because, like I said, it was really good success.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Well, I was going to say, that might be something we have to put on the list for next year. We should do a remote from the adult camp.
I was going to say, we could just do the whole show.
We should do that.
We'll talk to people.
We will talk to top.
Make it happen.
Yeah, we'll talk to top men and women and see if we can make that happen.
Okay, it's August 11th.
Okay. Next year?
That's a day
before. This year. For this year. You can do it this year, August 11th.
All right. That's a day before my 24th birthday.
Oh, there you go.
If you believe I'm 24, then I've got other things I can sell you
as well. It's a date. Okay, let's do it, guys.
We'll make that work.
Well, listen, thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks,
Vanessa. Yeah.
Pleasure to have you on. Well, we're having all kinds of fun out here. We're learning about adult camps. We're learning about doggy, soggy stuff. That's a great name. Boy, I tell you what, the Metro Park come up with some awesome names.
They
some
do.
Really
some,
awesome
some
names.
Some great events. And like I said, the Splash Park out here is a tremendous place. It's where my daughter learned to swim, for lack of a better word. She was a little young. I don't know if she was necessarily swimming, but she had a great time the entire time she was there. I'll say that. So did we.
Well, and the Splash Zone stuff sounds kind of cool. See,
it
the
is.
The splash pads you and I couldn't go to without getting kicked out of. We would go there. We'd
It'd
have
be
all
a little
kinds
awkward,
of fun.
Yes,
it
would
be really awkward. And I'm sure
a
after about 15 seconds, somebody would come over and just say, get out.
That's why you have a child, and it's not weird for me
See?
To be hanging around
you've got
the splash
an excuse.
Pads.
See?
Yep.
You already have two excuses
I
built
thought
in,
that's
man.
Exactly why I had kids. I said, I need to get to more splash pads in my life.
All
Let's
right.
have a child.
Let's take a timeout. We'll step aside for just a few moments here. We've got a Your Money Now coming up here at the top of the hour. Plus, we also have to get an Orthopedic Associates news update from Matt Douglas as well. And then coming back at the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to speak with Rob Hillard, the Oberlin City Manager. He's here right now with us. He's going to join us here in the next 15 minutes. It's Spotlight on Oberlin, part 3 of 3 here. And we are shining the spotlight on Lorenzo's Pizzeria here in Oberlin. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.